sharing your screen and audio. If you notice a slight difference in audio quality of this section, it's because it's coming directly from a recording of a Zoom cloud meeting. I started a meeting, I'm the only participant. The recording is made in the cloud, I've downloaded it and imported it into this recording. And the reason I'm doing that is I want to demonstrate some of the great features relating to sharing your screen in Zoom cloud meetings. The other thing you'll notice, at least initially, is that you won't be able to hear my JAWS speech. That's deliberate because I want to show you how easy it is for you to share your JAWS speech in a cloud meeting, even if you don't have a complicated mixer setup such as the one that we have in the Mosin Consulting Studio. So I'm in a meeting, and I'm going to now press Alt-S, and I'll be able to hear my speech, but initially you won't. And I'm getting a message that says, select a window or application that you want to share. I press the Tab key, and now I'm in a list box, which I can left and right arrow through and see all of the applications that are currently open on my computer, and some other things too. So the first thing that has come up is the desktop. If I right arrow, I get a whiteboard, which is used for presentations. iPhone and iPad is also an option. Then there's the Zoom Pro account window, which I haven't minimized to the system tray as yet. And my Microsoft Outlook is open, so I've got the inbox there as well. And that is all. So what I'm going to do right now is open PowerPoint. I've opened PowerPoint because this is a common scenario where you might have prepared a slideshow in Microsoft PowerPoint and you want to run your slideshow for a sighted audience. PowerPoint is up on the screen now. I'm back in my meeting window now, so I'll press Alt-S again, and I'm asked to select a window or application to share. I pressed Tab to get into my list, and I'll right arrow through it. And there is PowerPoint. So for the sake of this example, I'm going to share PowerPoint. Here's the exciting thing, though. If I press the Tab key, I get the prompt Share Computer Sound, and it's not checked by default. I want to do this, and so I'm going to press the spacebar, and now Tab. And I've got a checkbox that says Optimize for Full Screen Video Clip. I'll leave that unchecked because for a blind audience, that largely doesn't matter. It is an important thing to take into consideration if your audience is sighted, of course. And now I have a Share Screen button. I'll press Enter. And
Mute My Audio button.
We have
Stop Share button.
A Stop Share button now. And most significantly of all, you will be able to hear my JAWS speech coming through. There is no mixer involved. It is taking audio directly from my default sound card, which JAWS is using at the moment, and sending it to the meeting.
Move to bottom button.
So we can move this window around.
More button drop down.
And there's a more button. Let's press the space bar on this.
Context menu. Chat. Closed caption. Invite. Pause recording. Stop recording. Disable participants annotation. Audio options. Video settings. Optimize share for full screen video clip. Turn off original sound. End mute.
So there are quite a few options here. Some of them relate to our sharing. For example, the optimize for full screen video. I'll press the Tab key.
Leaving menus. Move to bottom button. Stop share button.
And there's a stop share button that we can activate at any time. But before I do that, I'm just going to open Winamp.
Search box edit. Winamp. Winamp file.
I'll press Control L.
Open URL. 199.
And I'm going to bring Mushroom FM into the meeting.
Edit.
There it is. I'll be interested to hear what the balance is like between me and Mushroom FM. I'm just going to down arrow in Winamp, which of course turns the volume down a little bit. So there are some things to take into consideration here. One of them is, obviously, there are times when hearing your JAWS speech would be very relevant. For example, if you're giving a technology demonstration of an application and you want your blind audience to hear your JAWS speech, then this is absolutely fantastic. And indeed, doing what I'm doing now, going into a Zoom cloud meeting and enable recording and just recording yourself giving a tech demo is pretty amazing, because for many people who have minimal software and hardware, getting your JAWS speech or any screen reader speech to be heard clearly and not just mic'd through a speaker can be a bit of a challenge, but this is one of the easiest, if not the easiest, ways that I know of getting your screen reader speech in the recording.
One, Raphael.
Now, there will be times, however, when you want to play an audio clip and you don't want your screen reader speech to be involved. If you have multiple sound cards, then that's absolutely possible. For example, if you are using a microphone headset, you may route JAWS to your microphone headset and set your default sound card to your built-in Windows device. That way, when you play something with your default sound card, it will be picked up by the meeting, but your JAWS speech using the headset will not. And if you're using JAWS, it's easy to route the sound somewhere else. I'm going to press the JAWS key with J to bring up the JAWS context menu because I have JAWS in the system tray by default.
JAWS context menu.
I'm going Options to press
sub-menu.
U.
Oh, JAWS tandem submenu. T.
And then O.
Windows default sound card checked. W.
And I can choose from any of the devices on my system to route JAWS speech to.
Output 3/4 complete audio 6 WDM audio. Oh.
That one will do, so I'll press enter. Now I'm hearing my JAWS speech still, but you will not be because the audio for the meeting is still coming from the default Windows sound card. That means I can now Alt Tab into Winamp, press the play key. And you can hear the audio from Mushroom FM there. I am querying the window title, I'm using speech, and you won't be hearing that over your meeting. So I'm going to now switch back. I'll press the JAWS key with J, then U for the utilities option, and then O for options. And I'm going to choose Windows default sound card.
Leaving menus.
And since JAWS is now back on the Windows default sound
PC
card,
one.
You hear speech again. Remember that we did choose to share PowerPoint, so while it is picking up audio from all applications, it's only picking up video from the PowerPoint window. And that means that we can load a PowerPoint presentation, press F5 to begin the slideshow, and you can run a PowerPoint presentation in the normal way. But of course, this applies to any application that you have open on your computer, so it gives you a lot of flexibility for sharing information and presentations, and the whole thing is incredibly accessible. I'm going to press the JAWS key with F10.
Window list dialog. Overlay with PowerPoint Max. Screen sharing tools on top.
And there's the screen sharing tools, so I'll press enter.
Stop share button.
And there we are, right there on the screen sharing tools. I'm going to choose stop share. And now we're back in our Zoom meeting ID, and we can press Alt-F4 to end this meeting, and then we'll take you back to local audio recorded on my own computer as normal. And now I'll choose End Meeting. And of course, because we have stopped screen sharing, the sharing of audio has also stopped, so you won't be hearing my speech now. I'll end this meeting.